The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from a fine summer sunny meadow, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick, and Nate, the production assistant, in the back room. In studio today, I'm sorry, but we had to do it to you. We finally have, once and for all, the Defabulators.
No!
They just here.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey.
It does seem like they were
no,
just
they
here.
Weren't just here. That was a different band entirely.
You it's had, not these same guys. We didn't use the same pictures from when they were here.
Oh, wait, excuse me. There's an important bulletin coming in.
No.
It seems that the...
What's the bulletin, Rory?
The Washoe Valley and the Pyramid area and 13 miles east of Reno, there's been a tornado warning issue. In Lake Tahoe, there's been a sighting of a water spout. And I believe a Kraken. This may be the last podcast we have. So if it is, enjoy the music and God bless.
Rory, a plague of griffins are moving their way up from Carson City now.
That is unconfirmed. If so, I believe there are also some dragons hiding out on the pass through the valley.
Jesus Christ, the weather lately has
been wacky.
Fucking like the craziest bitch you ever dated every single day.
I mean, there's actually been rain every day for like 8 days in a row.
But it's not just rain.
No, but
it's
when like, the hell does that
not
happen?
Not everywhere either. It's patchwork. Well,
it's like
it's always not where you're at. It's somewhere else. Yeah,
but it's not like
there.
A little bit. It's like it's pouring rain on the south side, and it's totally sunny on the north side, and then it's hailing in Carson City, but only in a neighborhood, and then.
And then the locusts.
Nuts.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the frogs to come. And
and then during the from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock, it is brilliantly hot and sunny. Totally clear.
Home means
I blame
Nevada,
Obama, dude.
Home means
sometimes
Nevada.
When it rains, it pours.
Oh, ancient Indian legend that when all the snow melts off of Mount Rose, it's the end of the world.
It's time
and
for the
guess what? It's fucking been melted off for like a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's always supposed to be a little bit.
So shall it be done?
Yeah, I didn't. I noticed that a couple weeks ago.
And Hillary Clinton.
I've been watching
her run for president
every week.
It's like that weird church that every year the end of the world is coming.
You.
Oh, here it comes this time. This time we got it right.
Yeah. Oh. You know, it could be.
Here's the rapture.
You know what all those people who predicted the end of the world have in common?
What,
they were
wrong.
All wrong. They were all wrong.
Except for those who have picked a date that's still in the future.
They won't be wrong like the other ones all were.
Like the Christians.
Right. Not initially. No, they were picking it early. And then they moved that line.
Right. 100 years.
Again and again and again.
Yeah. And the house always wins.
It's all
now
the same, man.
As a Christian,
NFL
Rick,
draft.
How do you reconcile with this inconsistency? I mean, and still be like, well, I'll go to church anyway, even though.
Oh, because I think that everybody thinks that they're so fucking important that they're living at the end times.
Oh.
And that's been true since before the time of the writing of the Bible and ever since. Everybody always thinks, I'm so goddamn important. The world is going to end while I'm on it.
So do you think we're a long ways from...
No. No, I mean, yes. I think it's never going to happen until, like, the sun explodes or, like, a meteor comes. But I really don't think it's going to fucking happen.
Okay.
I want to go out on a limb and say the world will not end in our lifetimes. Thank you.
Well, and
thank
also
you.
It's like...
Thanks,
a,
Rick.
Well, and there's the chime. If I could just chime in. Like, they also talk about, like, all these signs, but, you know, wars and all this kind of stuff.
And earthquakes.
But there's always earthquakes.
Yeah.
There's always
wars. There's always fucking...
Something to keep you on your seat.
The moon turned red like blood the other day. Like, it happens all
thank
the time.
You. Thank you.
Like, really. But it's all ego. We all think that it's now. Now, because I'm living here now, so it must happen now, right? Because I'm so fucking important.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Or you're so bad, you're like guilt tripping yourself. You're like, I must be going to the apocalypse. 'Cause
Thanks all the crowd in the studio. I'd just like to say thank you to the 20 people that are here clapping for us.
God bless
you. Yeah, it's the best crowd
we've
ever had.
Give yourself a hand. Give yourself a round of applause. Come on.
You guys
are
awesome.
Working hard.
Thanks
for
coming.
There you go. Yeah. There you are.
Like, you dumb fucking Swede.
Yeah, you get out of here, you Swedish bastard. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. You want me to make fun of Mexicans? Hey.
Just saying that needs a...
Namaste?
No, I'm allowed. I'm Mexican. So,
right? Oh,
that's right. Ramirez.
It's okay.
Hey, you're not even
Did you know that what the last little suffix on the end of your suffix on the end of your name means? Ez, the easy, and Ramirez.
What?
It's actually from the
laid back,
easy cooking.
It means it's from when the what is it? The Visigoths or whatever, the Nordic people like conquered Spain. And they actually bred quite a lot in Spain and stuff, and that's why most Spaniards have, like, purebred or quote-unquote whatever, you know, races in Spain have, like, blonde hair and blue eyes and stuff. Well, the EZ is a throwback from the Visigoths, and it means son of, like, Eric's son and John's son. So,
I'm son of the rammer.
Ramirez is son of Ramiro, and Gutierrez is son of Gutierrez. So, like, EZ is, like, the son of that the Visigoths, like, lent to the Spaniards. True. So it means son of Ramiro.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's just like, and in Hebrew, it's the bar.
I think Hollywood name would probably be Nick Romero. Right?
I just thought it was Nick Ramirez Ramirez.
Yeah. That's a Hollywood name. That's a Hollywood name.
Nick
right there.
Ramirez Ramirez.
Felix Sanger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's that friend of yours.
Felix likes to drink.
And please, nobody check me on the Visigoth thing. It could have been anybody.
He has a stage name that's similar to yours, yeah.
Necromirez?
Yes, Necromirez.
That guy's a fucking freak show, dude.
Necromirez appeared with me all weekend long at the Reno Folk Festival.
Yes,
hell
he did.
Yeah.
At the Morris Burner Hotel. We had a great time. Necro is an odd fellow.
Did you keep him away from the cadavers?
No, he brings his own.
Oh.
It's bring your own cadaver.
I heard he folked everybody like at the festival.
He folked everybody.
I heard he folked your mom and your dad at the same time.
He folked the folk at everybody.
Yeah. They thought it was folking great.
Bunch of people were getting folked for $15 all day long.
Hey, I don't care who I folk as long as I folk somebody.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
It was like a
fuck you, Nick.
Folking right.
Yeah, I'll fuck you, Mike.
I even got folked.
Whoa. Yeah, like hey, congratulations.
I got folked.
There's the t-shirt right there. I got folked.
At the Morris on
Did you
Ford
buy
Street.
That shirt or did you con him into giving you one?
Or did you folk
one wound up in my things. I didn't ask questions.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
To speak.
But
it was
awesome,
man. That was a great weekend. We got to say something to Josiah and Jill and
Josiah Knight, Jill Marlene, Aaron Hamilton rocking the soundboard there. With his crew.
The whole sound crew were really good. Dude.
Totally.
Like, Scooby. They were on their game with
the weather. God, this guy Scooby, he laughs and he really sounds like Scooby-Doo's laugh. And I think it's his real laugh.
Good one, Raggy.
Scooby-Doo.
Like, but, Scoob.
But he'll just be talking Scoob. And giggle and it just comes out of his throat. I think it's like it. Totally natural.
There you go. It's kind of like the mix of like Yoda and something else like
good one, Scooby. Good one, Raggy.
But it was a great show, a bunch of great acts. Mason Fry, he's a fantastic young man.
Fantastic.
Kills it.
Yeah.
Just and knows all these like old blues and bluegrass standards and old country songs. I mean, the kid's amazing.
I've seen his YouTube videos.
Was it just a solo act or what? I've never seen.
Yeah, he has a band, but this was just him.
Oh, for
him. And we're going to get him in the studio here.
Hell I hope so.
Nice.
Let's have that be a good hot day.
Yeah, where he has to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
He does like to dance, so he'll need a little room.
He's adorable.
Dancing.
And then Friday, how about the free pyrotechnics from the Aces ball field while Actors Kill Lincoln.
Is in the middle of playing their song, Vladivostok.
Are you fucking serious?
And they just take that's a short, pretty short song.
Yeah.
They like put a couple extra minutes to just jam into it and kept playing while the fireworks are going off. And
they went off for like 20 minutes, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I think they even cut into the next song because they're like, yeah, these fucking
things
are never going
to
stop. Yeah. So they went into
the fireworks were really cool from the Morris backyard. It was.
Yeah. Like, Friday was nice.
Right.
The weather was perfect. Saturday was great because the crowd was better and the weather was a little weird. And then Sunday, we knew it was going to probably rain, so the diehards were there, and then All the bluegrass folks were there on Sunday.
That was cool.
They all must be from Reno.
Anybody catch Six Mile? Did they end up playing?
Yeah, they were the final show of the night.
Yeah,
love those guys.
Coming in off the road.
Those guys, yeah, they just came off of what, like a 20-day
so they survived?
Tour.
Right, yeah, they all came back and they rolled in like maybe a half hour before their set, pulled all their shit in, and started playing. They rock star like that.
Yeah, they seem super confident.
To anybody who's
really
listening,
good.
Check out their Kickstarter.
Six Mile Station sucks.
They're they've got a great like intro thing to it. The YouTube video asking for money. It's fucking funny as shit.
Bing. God bless them.
But yeah, go check them out. Find them. They're worth it. They're Reno. They're awesome. Speaking of Reno awesome bands, this is a nice little segue. How about the band we've got here in the studio?
Hello, guys.
The Midorians.
Hey.
Jesus, are we just going to give the quiz to Greg?
It's been a long time.
Everybody's taking the quiz.
I left here. We've got.
I graduated from
infamous,
college. I don't need to take any fucking quizzes.
The infamous Greg Grenade.
We finally got him on the show.
Yeah.
Here
I am.
Everybody, introduce yourselves for the audience so they can hear your name and the sound of your voice.
Tell them what you play.
Well, hey, this is Greg Grenade, and I'm the singer, and I play rhythm guitar.
This is Johnny Harpo, and I play the fool.
Yeah.
The fool.
My name's Jesse and I play bass.
Out in the other room.
My name's Wes and I play drums.
Hey, Wes.
Hey.
Wes is in
studio. You know why you're out there?
Sometimes he plays the fool.
Because nobody really likes you, Wes.
That's fine.
That was a bad joke.
I already used that joke.
What was it? What's that band called? Like Wes? What is it?
Love Like Wes.
Love Like Wes.
Sweet guys.
They're pretty cool. Yeah.
I gotta give them a shout out because we were supposed to play with them yesterday up at Sky Tavern, and those guys played through a monsoon.
For real.
And I hope all their gear is okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, was it an outdoor thing?
Yeah, it was an outdoor thing.
Yeah, up in the mountains
up there. They kept playing during a
torrential downpour.
Torrential downpour.
Yeah.
So if you guys are still alive, we love you. We love you like we love Wes, which is not very much.
And remember, if you're with a dirty girl, be sure and tarp it.
I got it.
Well, then.
Oh, dang.
So, you guys,
so how are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Doing good? Rocking and rolling?
You can answer either question.
Doing good.
Okay.
Have you guys been playing a lot of shows lately?
The Defabulators haven't, but, you know, Well, there's a couple of new songs and stuff that we've been trying out. But actually, you know, we've just been taking this little hiatus and stuff. And
but you were playing.
Enjoying songs.
Yeah,
I remember I was pissed that I couldn't make it to the
show.
Well,
in the spring and late winter and stuff, we were actually getting the group back together again. I'd moved in with the guys. I've been, you know, here
it's
and
the
there.
The only way you can be in a band with Greg is if you allow him to share your residence.
That's not true. I have hardly lived with any band members. Hardly. but I'd gone here and gone there and then moved in with the guys, and we're all best friends and we love each other, so.
And we've been writing some good tunes.
Yeah, so it's a good change for me, and then I was like, hey, let's bring the Defabulators back. And
fuck.
So we
used to do Defabulators years ago a lot of Beatles songs. Is that still going on?
No, I actually, like, we probably just do like two or three Beatles numbers now, and you know, we try and get the originals out and stuff like that, but we've been having a good kick on Led Zeppelin and some other things that we're down on, doing some James Brown and, you know, lots of different things that we like. Elvis Costello, Paul McCartney.
Elvis kick.
So we've been doing lots of Paul McCartney.
Oh, you know I'm on that Paul McCartney.
Like,
because you know I'm on that Paul McCartney. Yeah, the wings style, the solo Paul.
Red Wings, McCartney's communist album. Censored to audiences today.
Right. But it's for the people.
I thought that was when you went down for that tasty bacon.
Earned by musicians.
That's
everywhere.
That's the joke, Nick.
Oh, I get jokes. All right.
No, but we've just been kind of
gross.
As a band, we've just been kind of relaxing for the Defabulators because the other group, the Rigorous Proof, they've been, you know, pretty busy and stuff, and they're actually going to start recording tomorrow. Good job, guys. Can we get a round of applause for recording at Dogwater Studios?
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Yeah, probably.
Chewy. Oh,
Chewy's such a dick.
Chewy, why do you always got to be like that?
Fuck it.
Where's he at?
That's what you say to everything.
Chewy's in Studio C.
Yeah, C.
Studio
For Chewbacca.
Yeah.
See you in Toledo.
That's a great one.
It's better than being in studio number two.
Studio
that sounds like that sounds like the bathroom studio. Studio number two.
That's right behind you. See that foam is on the wall? I want to cut that out.
So we can have a window.
Plexiglass in. Yeah. Why not, Rick? You're going to have to move out anyway.
And now, guess what, you guys? The appraisal happened.
Whoa. Yay,
so we can just fuck up the
now,
house.
Now, really, there's no... I never have to have anybody look at this place again.
We
now is when we can start
paint
spray painting the walls. Now is when we
put
can turn
swastikas
this into,
on the ceiling.
We can turn this into TR House as soon as the show's over.
Right. Right. So, the TR House.
Totally ridiculous.
That's an old punk movie reference. Suburbia, you guys
yeah,
ever
seen
that?
Suburbia.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, okay. Yeah.
It's been a minute, but yeah.
Young fleas.
When I
it.
Was a punk at 15.
A very young flea.
That was where my love of shave-headed men with no shirts developed.
And
Skinner?
What led
yes,
you to
Skinner? A... Oh my God! I fucking worked at the thought of Skinner so many times as a kid.
You're so
I
gay.
Like. Oh damn! I need to give
and,
myself.
And it later led you to stalk me.
Right. Until we lived together and
yeah,
never...
he stalked me so hard. I asked to move in with him. Unbeknownst to me, he was
all he had to do
me.
Is drill a hole in the wall.
He's like, "Hey, I like your creepy vibe. Can I live with you?"
No, he enticed me with stories of adrenaline and weed. And,
sounds like a girl I used to know.
Yeah, yeah, I did kind of single white female Rick a little bit. Wait, no, he's the stalker, not
right,
me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Just thought, who is that amazing guy? And then we ran into each other ages later. And
I was still that amazing
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
For a while.
Sexually.
I'm bored of talking about us, Rick. Let's have a song.
What? Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant I'm bored of talking
Let's
about us.
Have Let's have a fabulous song.
No, no. Okay. I'm okay. never going to say
well,
that.
You say we
to
bring
you,
back an old one.
Unless we're on acid and in the woods.
And you're scared.
Right.
Fear equals gay sex.
And paranoia.
Yeah, so, you know.
So your music, like, helps in a heart attack, right?
Well, this one definitely does. This one's called So Prude.
We'll be right back.
fuck man.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Nice, dirty dude, rock
the
and roll.
Driving, finally. Driving with the roof off of your car, rock and roll.
With a girl that won't put out.
And you... And you don't own a convertible.
Jesus, dude, the covers were always fucking fun, but your originals just rock.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Dude, and even like the slow pretty ones are fucking so catchy and awesome. Damn.
Sometimes
do we want to jump right into a second one?
I would. I think Riku wants another one.
Yeah, Riku. Riku,
what do you think?
Another one.
No.
Hey, Daddy. Dude, she's fucking.
What about
like
Josh? Does he want another one?
Overrated.
They're both dicks.
Rory, do you want another one?
I want another
one. I want another one.
I want another one, too.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck those guys.
I want another one. Right. Hard.
This
fuck you, Rory.
Fuck you, Bobby.
This one's not so hard, but hold on. The humidity in here, I got to make sure this thing is... You know these old violin guitars.
Everybody's breathing.
A lot of people wonder what like what's going on in you know the podcast.
Well, while,
we're all naked in here.
Yeah.
It gets really hot.
And
it is,
our nudity
sweaty.
Is brought to you by our good friends at Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah. Reno Computer Fix.
You can find them on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. RenoComputerFix.net is their website. They have a bunch of hot young men and hot young ladies who are ready to nurse your computer back to health or sell you a Frankenstein they've built in the back room.
I want the nurse.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
Hey, I wonder who that was.
Yeah, no.
Everybody drink.
Hey, do you, hey, Max, how well do you know Greg?
Hey, this is Max Volume, and I never listen to the worst little podcast, except for now.
He's not listening to you talk.
Yeah.
No, what do you think about Greg Grenade?
Fabulous.
Defabulous.
Defabulous.
Do you ever think about him in any other way?
Sexually.
But, yeah.
What would Lemmy do?
He'd probably
sexually.
Have...
Who would Lemmy do?
You know who I ran into this weekend?
Who?
Or this, not this weekend,
Lemmy?
Last week. No, not Lemmy, but close. Zombu.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's Zombo.
That hack?
It's the spelled Zombo.
I know.
Zombo.
Zombo
I know
is
it's
in the park.
Zombo.
But if you're looking for it on Facebook, it's Zombo.
Zombo is at the park for the Young Frankenstein movie thing. And expressed interest in coming back on the show sometime this fall.
Are you fucking serious? Good we always cool. have to be on our best behavior with him, though.
He
and that's,
asked
we
me.
Need to be more...
Sexually.
Maybe you can bring in...
And we got to prepare ahead of time for what
name?
We want him to say.
Yes.
What's
we can't just be
big
Star Trek.
Oh, the rack girl.
Yeah, bring in the rack girl, dude.
I'll see what I can set up.
That would
up.
Be awesome. Yeah. Jesus, we get the two of them, I would freak. That would,
yeah,
that would
be
so awesome.
I'll make that happen. I just that happened to me.
And we have to know ahead of time. We have to fucking prepare a list, and we would open up to our listeners what would be great drops for Zombo to say on the show forever.
Yes, if you like that idea, please contact us via the Vice Bookery.
If you have questions for him, too, you know.
All right, you guys
totally,
or
yeah.
not.
Well, last time he was ready to do a bunch of drops for us, and we couldn't think of anything.
Right, now.
How the hell did that happen?
You guys take too long. I'm sorry. Fuck you.
Right. I get back to the castle.
I'm
no,
Zombo.
we couldn't get him to actually curse.
Does he come?
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Does he come in full makeup and everything? Or?
Yes.
He goes to church and stuff.
Yeah.
He's like,
no,
Rick.
He's
and he dresses like that?
Yes, he goes to church.
Theater of the mind.
He goes to church dressed up like
that,
that too.
Exactly.
Of course he does.
Well,
he goes to bed
goes
like that. He wakes up like that. What
well,
are you talking
zombies
about?
Have to believe in something, I guess, right?
He's a vampire zombie.
Yeah, well, Jesus
a zombie
was
vampire.
A zombie, so
he's a Zombo.
Jesus.
No, he's a really good guy. Like,
no,
he does
yeah.
stuff for the community and stuff when he's not in his Zombo stuff. So, yeah. I mean, he's...
He has
was,
a,
so
a
we felt,
public image to maintain.
And when you meet him and you actually sit in front of him, we couldn't ask him, like, when he first masturbated and all this shit. We were all like, that show was so
before you were born.
Yeah, it was.
Because we were starstruck. You know, we did... We kind of.
Well, we didn't know what to expect either.
And we kind of did the same thing with Tom Gordon a little bit. Like, we're the first time, I think we were a little too nice. Who else were we too nice with?
Well, Tom took over the show and had
yeah,
his
no,
own
Tom
show.
Literally took over the
there
show.
There was no quiz or anything.
No, we asked him when he how often
Tom
he
wants
masturbated.
Back.
I remember that.
Tom wants back on the show, and I say this next one. Let's just be complete dicks to him the whole time.
No, I can't.
No,
I
we'll give him the
Johnny job. Smiling. The Johnny job. Think being a dick to Tom Gordon for an hour is a great idea.
No.
I think it'll be
I'm
fun. We'll just
no,
we'll just make fun of him like we're in seventh grade.
You're too tall.
Make fun of his
You're
glasses.
You're too short. Yeah, you got glasses. You got brown pants. Nobody wears brown pants.
You got a huge penis.
Your laugh is stupid.
Yeah, you got a huge penis. That's what everybody says. So,
all right, let's have another song.
Okay.
This conversation is going nowhere.
So, Wes, you know which one this one is. This is called Try Again.
Nice.
God, I love that song.
Bravo.
Damn.
Beautiful. Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Kind of gay. Only a little.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
No, that's a slow dance with your girl, man. What are you talking?
Or your dude.
After
you.
That's the wet panty song.
After you broke up with her.
That was beautiful and warm.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
No, it's warm because it's
not
a
so
fresh,
ancient. Not so ancient.
It's warm because it's a fresh kill.
Fresh kill. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Chewy. I know how you swing. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
What can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Have a drink. Have a drink, Chewy.
Go to the 5-star, dude.
Right? It happens all the
time. Actually, go to Tronix, dude.
Yeah, it's 5-star's cleaned up. You can't just get your dick sucked right there anymore.
Fuck. You have to go into the
bathroom. Why go then?
You never, really did that, did you?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I've never ever had sex in any like public restroom or any weird place. Like I've never done any of that shit. I've always been like a prude gay guy. Like I don't do shit like that.
But you're fascinated in like watching others, and you find all the fucking glory holes and shit around town. So.
Oh, I notice it. I totally notice it. Yeah.
I stuck my dick in it, and nothing happened.
Right?
The glory hole. Yep.
I'm all, oh, this is where men have fucking, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Covered on a previous podcast.
How do we always
podcast?
Go right into gay?
I don't know.
It's
I
because
didn't,
Rick
I don't,
is gay.
I did it. I think I always do it. But there have been times when I said that and then I listened to the show afterwards and I didn't do it. It was somebody else going gay, not right. me.
But this time it was totally you, though. Yeah. You started it. Well, yeah. You started it with Riku.
Oh, okay.
Did I?
Yeah. Well, I was just honestly interested if Rick ever did do that.
No, definitely.
I'm glad you said
no. You know what it is?
I've had sex in more public places than Rick.
I am so germphobic. I'm so germphobic. I can't just like go around and have sex.
Well, could you put your ass on the sink so that we can wash it at the same time, please? No. I mean,
but,
I don't know.
But some dude's bedroom with no mattress sheet on the mattress with no bed frame, that's fine.
No doors.
Yeah,
I don't know. Who that could have ever happened with?
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
I wonder who that was.
one time, and and like I told you before, we were praying the rosary.
And I hope you.
And he was in between laundry.
By yourself.
He was in between loads of
laundry.
Fuck you.
Were you guys praying the rosary together like you trade off beads? You're like, here, take a couple.
You say the first half and then the other person says the second half. Like they do it on EWTN.
Oh, Catholics.
Yeah.
They're so funny.
You're a fucking prick.
You're fucking asshole, dude.
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
Hey, baby, calm down. No, wait. Hey, we're doing a show. Come on,
you're
calm
fucking
down.
Asshole, dude.
That's your dude. Mother's a whore.
Dude, I told my mom to stay at home, and she just
your mother's a whore.
Listen,
that's a whore.
Okay, so
how you like your pussy willows, Dottie?
Cocksucker, that's what she calls me.
Yeah, you're a dirty cocksucker. Hi, I'm Kathleen Turner.
You might remember me from certain movies as Romancing the Stone.
V.I. Wachowski. Good morning.
Yeah, I went there.
War of the Roses.
Yeah. We may have to put that as the closing clip today so that everybody knows what we're talking about.
Excellent. Somebody ought to kill her.
You know.
She'll die soon of natural causes. Semi-natural. Semi-natural.
If you haven't seen the movie Serial Mom, go check it out.
Oh, yeah. John Waters. John.
We'll throw this on at the end.
I keep going back to that. I happened to watch a John Waters spoken word thing from a few years ago on Netflix the other night. It's This Filthy World.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If you
ever heard
seen
of that,
it,
Rick,
you should check
Nick
it out.
Nick got me a copy of that on DVD, and because I got a copy of that on DVD from Nick, I was able to see the extras on the disc, which are also very cool. So
I know,
yeah,
it was,
I know
no,
what Ricky
it was,
likes.
Yeah, oh, I'm
it was
such
a lot of
I was
fun.
So happy.
A little trip down his whole movie production years and just strange little weird stories in between and his own takes on life. And the fact that he realizes he knows he looks like a complete creep.
Yeah,
and he gets mistaken for Don Knotts, who's dead.
For many, many decades.
And Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
And Steve Buscemi's all, yeah, I get Don Knotts a lot. But so, dude, John Waters just came out with a book called Carsick, where he actually hitchhiked across the entire country. From Baltimore to San Francisco, he hitchhiked.
I met somebody who
picked him up.
Who had met him at a restaurant out of Reno. and but couldn't give him a ride, and then was able to come back around, but he had already gotten a ride like 2 minutes before with somebody else, and so she followed him like to Sacramento and then got lost in traffic.
Dude, but I'm reading the book right now, and in the beginning of the book he goes through fantasies of the best possible rides and the worst possible rides, and while going through his fantasies of what the rides are going to be like before he actually gets on the trip, he imagines a song playing on the radio in every single ride. And that list of songs is amazing, and it's a terrible John Waters music. And if you go on YouTube and search Karsick playlists, it's got the Karsick. It's
like what he imagines.
It's the soundtrack to a book, and I already made CDs if anybody wants a copy.
I do. It's really good.
I'm sure it's great John Waters music.
I'll bet a dollar that like one of the tracks in there is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
But Hitchhike. It's a bunch of shit that I have never heard of. Mostly. There's a couple songs, but they're totally obscure, weird fucking John Waters music songs. Like from his movies.
Lots of accordions, lots of Brazilians.
Lots of old like Little Richardy sounding stuff. Oh, what's the man in black? What the fuck is his name?
Johnny Cash.
There's a Johnny Cash sound alike.
Will Smith.
It's not Johnny Cash,
Tommy
but
Lee
it sounds
Jones?
Just like Johnny Cash. Satan.
Johnny De Niro, I think that's his name.
Johnny De Niro.
Not Johnny Cash, Johnny De Niro.
Johnny Cash,
you,
didn't really...
You talking to me, Sue? Yeah.
How do you do? Now I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Yay, how you doing there?
So I think what we should probably do is just quiz him and get more music out of this show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because all the other boys just took the quiz. Remember what fucking questions we asked them, so we should just hit Greg. And
yeah,
everybody
we'll just
hit Greg.
All right.
Should we have everybody rate his answers in the band or something crazy?
When we have
I think we can have the rest of the band score his answers 1 to 10.
There we go. Oh, no.
And
now,
I will
now
add
the pressure's
those
on. Now the pressure's on.
And I will add up his bandmate scores and add and detract points as
we have
I see
otherwise
fit.
They won't pay attention and they'll zone out and drink.
All right, hang on. I got to...
Whoa.
Hey, we're not zoning out. We're not zoning out, Rick.
Jesse.
We're boning out.
I am.
And these are going to be scores on Greg's answers.
Oh, this
is going to be great.
Are you going to do some cover songs, like some Beatles or Zep for us today?
I don't know. We'll
do originals.
I don't know.
Okay, we do originals, and maybe if I'm a good boy, give me a Zep. Because I haven't heard you do Zep yet.
Nick deserves stuff.
How about after the quiz, we'll do a Zep one just to get the spiders out.
I don't know what is.
Gentlemen in the back room, please hit me with my music.
Woo!
No, As You Wish, Mr. Dowd?
Mr. Dowd. Everything.
Reset.
Boys in the back room, hit me with my music.
As You Wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you.
Yay!
It's Special Nick.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask Greg a series of uncomfortable questions.
All right.
Not unlike a stick-up.
Or first date.
Right.
A production.
And then his bandmates will be scoring his answers.
Uh-oh. Sexually.
So I will be asking, like,
half
boner, like,
semi.
So that makes, like, I want to say, Johnny, you're blonde, that makes you Germany. Wes, you're kind of
he's Italy.
Skinny and middle European-ish. Yeah, I'll make you
something Slavic.
Serbia.
Russia. And Jesse can be
Spain.
What's that other one? Russia,
Japan.
All right. yeah, so we have Germany and Russia and the other Russia. Right now,
Ukraine.
Greg.
All right,
Ukraine.
I'm ready. Ukraine.
No,
it's
I don't
Ukraine.
Want to start any fights.
All right, we'll
we
start.
We shoot on planes. It's okay.
We'll start with the fun ones, Greg.
Too soon?
No, it just happened yesterday.
I like your German comrade.
Namaste.
What was... Should we wait for
Namaste.
Jesse?
Namaste.
Oh.
Namaste. Yeah.
What was the first album you ever bought, Greg?
First album I ever bought with my own money?
Yes.
The Thompson Twins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny?
Oh.
Hold me now.
Feeling low.
Oh.
1 to 10. Just 1 to 10.
My heart.
Negative
Even
I one. Thought that was gay.
Giving that a 1?
Giving
negative
that a 1.
Negative 1.
The Thompson
Wes?
Twins. He wasn't alive during the 80s. You can't give
Wes,
that to him.
What are you going
to
give Greg for that answer?
Oh,
does
five?
He know the Thompson Twins?
Five, you say?
What are you saying, Greg?
Do you know who the Thompson Twins
What are you
are?
Saying?
Wes
know.
Slept
what
with
are you
the
saying?
Thompson Twins.
That you're oh, very shit. Young.
Talking about those girls in
oh,
Gardnerville, right?
I remember from the previous quiz, he likes the MILF porn, right? He likes to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who
yeah.
doesn't? So, who yeah. doesn't?
Come MILF on. Porn is awesome.
So that was a five, right? Was that a
yeah,
five?
Yeah.
Dude, and Greg,
your score from Jesse is a zero since he's not here to vote.
No, we got it.
He would have given you a zero.
Hey, what do you score that, Rick?
I want to say I fucking have a Thompson Twins album, yeah. but I also have sex with men. Oh. And the Thompson Twins, did you know the Cure stole their drummer from the Thompson Twins? He was originally in the Thompson Twins.
I did not.
Boris.
We're
Williams.
Saving no Boris. Time. Give us a score, Rick.
Oh, I would give that. You know what? I would actually give that a six. That's a good album.
Nichols?
I would have sex with a girl that was
I'm
going to
give him a three.
I would have sex with
you have
girl.
Had sex.
I've had sex with girls that are less than
and
six.
And I will give the Thompson Twins, I'll give it a six as well. I did enjoy that album that you did sing.
You know what? I was like 10 years old when it came out. And as a Mormon family, Mormons and growing up
I don't
Mormon,
care. What was the first rock show you ever went to, Greg?
Oh, my God. This is even going to be worse.
Oh, no.
It was Bush and L7 at the Lawler Events Center.
Dirty cocksucker.
Concert or rock show?
Johnny?
I gave it a nine. I'm nine? A fan of Bush.
Are we talking a concert or rock show? Because rock show is underground with, like, I mean, all
no,
sorts
concert,
of...
No, just, concert.
Okay, yeah.
I remember. Yeah. Okay. Wes?
Don't answer a question with a question, please.
I'm going to stick with John's the middle and go with a five.
Yeah, you do get a negative .5.
What is...
What? I'm sorry, say that again, Wes.
Oh, five.
Five.
Another five.
What is the Thompson
Rick,
Twins?
Would you like to change
I don't know.
Rick?
I'm giving
There's
that a
like
two because I hate that Machine Head song.
Me too.
I'm giving them a eight. That's a good wow. concert.
I'm going to give them a seven. I like L7.
L7 kicked ass. They threw their maxi pads on the
another
crowd.
Zero from Jesse.
Are you serious?
He's just yeah. tanking you. The other Serbia is just tanking or Ukraine or whatever it is.
Ukraine.
Just tanking you right now. Yeah. How often do you masturbate?
I'd like to masturbate twice a day, but lately it's been coming down to one or half to one times a day.
Do you have a lady or are you just falling asleep while you're jerking
well,
off?
Well, usually I just fall asleep because I fall asleep alone. But
he's falling yeah. asleep while he's jerking off.
I've
okay,
done that
Johnny.
A
lot.
I gave him 10 sympathy points.
Yes, I knew you could.
Yeah,
I gotta
go with a nine.
Yes.
Nine, also with the sympathy.
I can't let
there.
My brother fall
Rick?
Asleep like that.
I would say that that's a seven. It's an above average answer.
You know what's funny is that Wes
Nick?
Has actually caught me
go six.
Asleep oh. jacking off. Well, not jacking off because I was asleep, but him walking into the house and me with my hand still around my pecker with the porn still rolling while I'm just
I've
completely
also
falling
in.
Asleep.
And I'm going to give
and
you...
And Johnny. I think everybody has walked in on me jacking off.
I'm going to give you
my
a
answer
two.
To an eight.
Okay. And I'm going to give you a two for being a foul human being.
I changed mine to a two Wes, for reminding me.
What's your points, Wes? What do you
No, mean? It was a nine.
Okay. Yeah, Wes, give him a nine. We'll stick with that. So, speaking of said pornography...
Yes.
What do you ever use the internet?
Of course.
What are your favorite keywords on your search to jerk?
Fat booty.
You like the butts? You cannot lie.
Oh man, I'm not going to get too embarrassing here.
Yeah,
but,
come on.
No, that's how you win the quiz.
Yeah, the bet.
All right, fine. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Cum shots.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Keep the juice to me, Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think of the one that I fell asleep to last night. What was the one I was just drifting off? Oh, rimming. Lesbian rimming, let's be clear.
Ooh.
Lesbian rimming.
Whoa. Oh,
that's,
my goodness.
That's
Johnny,
the best shit.
What do you give that answer?
Do they know the food comes
very,
out there?
A very strong 6.5 inches.
What was that? What was that, Rick?
I was going to do they know that that's where food comes out?
Well,
they
6.5 from you.
They don't eat it if they didn't
but
know.
But in
Wes?
Inches.
Oh, that's an eight.
Yes, an eight. I knew I could count on you.
Wes, as we discovered last time, is a giant pervert.
Whoa, and we're going to give Jesse
God bless
a strong
Jesse.
Five.
Okay,
oh,
no, Jesse
gets a thank you. I don't drink beer. But
you're
Jesse,
only a pervert if you're not successful.
Jesse, we do have exactly. a production assistant that does that when the interns is the
I
intern
called him
is
in
out.
Here. No gold star. Oh, I can't give him stars anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's no longer.
Yeah,
an intern.
Ed JB, the twice. Intern, is still
oh,
at
zero
band
gold
camp.
Stars
no, no, no.
JB, for him.
JB called and asked if it was okay if he could go out of town and visit his best friend.
And why didn't you ask me for permission, Rick?
I know. And I told him, I said, the guys are going to give you crap when you get back.
Nathan,
but go ahead. It's summer.
Nathan, I would like you to spank Rick. in the next commercial break. Oh,
I would like for you to spank Rick, too.
Jesse, you're kind of out.
I've been naked with your wife.
You've been the dick Eastern European nation that's giving him zeros on every
Ukraine is giving me zeros.
I'm going to give him a 9 on that, Rory.
A 9?
On the on lesbian rim job, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, Rick, how do you feel about all of his search terms? From big butts to cum shots.
Fat booty, cum
shots,
and rimming.
You know, every time, every time we ask this question of any young man, it always makes me imagine them touching themselves.
Right,
and I always
so
give it a 10.
A 10, yeah.
So thank you.
Sexually.
I will also give you a 9 for the honesty.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
If I was real honest, you'd probably give me a 12. 13.
And Jesse again gives him a 0. God,
wait,
what a
but
dick.
He's here. But he's here now.
Moving along to the next question. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Greg?
Joseph Smith.
Yeah. Joseph Smith.
So your childhood angst coming out.
Yeah. That's about 10 years of being a priesthood holder right there.
I'm going to give him a 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a 10 out of 10.
Jesse.
It's a solid 9.5.
A 0, you say?
No. Ukraine, I will shoot down another plane of yours.
He brought us beers, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a...
What's your name? Drummer.
Wes.
You've only partied with him.
An 8. Okay.
Yep.
Nick?
10.
Yeah.
That was a good answer.
Thanks. Rick.
I don't like ripping on religious people. They do a lot of good. I'm
going to
give him a 4.
Ooh, hey, 4. He died a long time ago.
You know, I kind of admire the man in the whole make up your own religion thing,
right?
So yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of doing that.
Dude,
myself.
That was a crazy story to sell to a whole bunch of people,
and he read
and
it
he
out of
it.
A hat.
Dum dum da dum dum dum
dum da dum dum dum. Joseph,
but
Smith,
I
was
do
a prophet.
I do like the also the same guts it takes to here's a little mud in your eye to such great self made men.
Well,
so.
I believed in that motherfucker.
I'm going to give
so,
you an 8.
Thank you.
Wow.
Let's see. Have you?
I don't like hypocrites, so that's why I gave it a 10.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes.
I don't like people that are like
and
me.
Tell us a little. Any fun? Like, not just in a coffin dead body. Like
any particular
on the
dead body?
Well, I witnessed a car crash once.
Okay.
And there was a young lady that got ejected out of the car. And I ran right up and her entire... front section of her head and face was completely caved in.
Oh, buckle up.
That gets a 10-point answer for me.
Jesus. It's probably one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Johnny?
I give that a straight fucking 20.
A 20? Up in the ante.
That makes
here.
Up for
Jesse?
Ukraine.
0.
A 0. God, he's a dick.
He's a hard
Wes?
He's worse 10. Than Germany.
10?
Yeah.
Nick?
10, and I'm so sorry, brother.
Yeah.
Rick.
It didn't happen to me.
That's horrible, 10.
Yeah. Way to kill the mood of the show.
Way to bring all the fucking memories back. Yeah.
Let's give like a...
And it's
namaste.
Your fault. It's not the fault of the question.
Namaste.
You didn't give a funny answer. I'm changing my score for you to a 0. No.
What? wait, she was wearing a clown nose. Is that...
Okay, I'll keep the, you keep the 10.
But you couldn't tell because it was inside of her ear cavity. Oh,
okay.
All right. Oh, my God.
I will also give you a 20 now.
I'm shaking my head.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what would Jody, you like as your bad. Last meal?
As my last meal? I don't know. Shrimp? Sushi? Sushi. Yeah.
Bubba Gump shrimp?
Let's be honest, Greg. Sushi. It'd probably be pussy.
You know what? No, you're wrong. It'd be ass. It'd be a woman's ass right in my face. That would be my last meal. Hey, Mom, I hope you're not listening.
Gross!
Yes. That's where food comes out.
Oh, yes, and that's why I'd be eating.
She ain't misbehaving.
Going down.
Loving it.
Johnny, your score, please.
I'm going to give him a straight 9.
Yes.
9?
9.5.
And by 9 I mean 0.
Wes?
That's a 6.
Oh. Rick?
Was it sushi or pussy?
No, ass.
Ass.
A girl.
Ass with sushi in it.
Yes, that'd be even better.
Okay, I give that a 10.
Nick?
I give him an 8.
An 8. I don't really care for shrimp or ass, so you get a 2. How did you?
Well, I know your ex-wife, so I can tell why you don't care for a shrimp or her ass.
How did you lose your virginity?
Easy now, easy.
This is actually.
How old were you? Where was it? Like, those kind of details.
Boring. This is very boring. Like, I was 17 and my girlfriend was 16, and we loved each other a lot, and we'd been dating for like 6 years or 6 months, not 6 years. We were only, you know, whatever, 17. Yeah, but it was great. Actually,
did you eat your butt?
No. I only acquired the taste, so to speak. I only acquired the taste after a few, you know, years. But it actually happened during a... That's it. That was me. But it actually happened during one of our Reno fires. Like, Peavine was on fire, so my room was, like, blazing red. And she just, like, looked at me, and she's like, let's do this. And I was like, fuck, yeah. And we just started doing it with the room blazing
red. That's awesome. The world's on fire, and you're having sex?
And that was the first time both of us had had sex. At least that's what she told me. So.
Pop the fluid in me, Louis.
It was beautiful. It was great. I'm so glad for it.
Was she wearing a clown nose?
Actually, she wasn't.
I'm going to give her, I'm gonna give him a 9.5 on that. 9.5.
It was wonderful. We were in love. It was the best thing I could ever ask for, you know?
Anybody else? Go ahead, just chime in your scores.
Johnny.
I'm going to give him a .666.
Whoa. He didn't like that virginity story.
No, it was, it's crazier. It's eight. Crazier.
An 8.
An 8.
Ukraine gives him an 8.
Thanks, guys.
You know, for consistency, he told that story exactly the same way to me. I'm going to give him a 10.
Many times. Many times. Oh. Thank you.
Not lying.
Thank you.
Not lying.
Nope, that's the
Rick.
Truth.
You know, I love the Reno tie-in, and I love the fires. It, and I love,
and I love thinking about a virginal Greg having sex.
Yeah, yeah. like underage Greg.
Talk
like
about
boning.
The twink. Talk about the twinkiest of twinks.
Yeah, that was before he was tatted up.
Long blonde hair and shaven face.
Oh, no, I know what you... I have a photograph of you at that age.
Yeah, you do.
So I know exactly what you look like.
Wait, why do you have a photo? Were you stalking him as well?
We have a mutual friend
right now.
We trade.
We have a mutual friend, and she gave me a picture of Greg when he was a boy.
Who was that?
Aaron.
Oh, right. Yeah, we were in, oh my God, ROTC. JROTC
school. And it's all, that was Greg. She's all, yeah, look at him. Baha.
Yeah.
Not bad.
All right, let's.
Oh, I give him a 10.
10.
Because that was a pretty. You should lose your virginity.
Averaging
and not have
all of these scores out with my mad powers of math deduction, Greg gets a 7.6.
What? It's like a 8.5.
That's better than my score.
That's a B minus or a C plus.
Right. And in our normal scoring, that would get you about 215,000 points. So well done.
I only got 300 points.
Woo! I like 250.
Oh, that was on the old scoring.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. This is the individual scoring.
It's different.
You know,
it's different.
It's different.
It's like figure skating.
Yeah. It's
or golf.
Do we want to do a little rapid fire or just jump to a song?
Let's just go into the song. That was a fun quiz.
More music.
Because we know pretty much what he's going to say.
Yeah,
oh, maybe
he's going to say.
Let's just ask him the one elusive one.
Okay.
Because I have no idea. But
we'll start off with the star.
No. Beatles or Elvis? Okay. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Oh, damn.
Star Wars
you
or Star
an
Trek?
Elvis man,
Star
though.
Wars.
Okay,
I used to be an Elvis man, but I changed.
AIDS or cancer.
So you live in a world where you can only have one.
All right.
Beatles or Star Wars?
Beatles.
Okay. Wow.
There's only three Star Wars movies. There were 13 Beatles albums.
Because you don't count the prequels.
Good fuck point. No.
Nobody's ever pointed that out.
Fuck no.
Exactly. That's...
All right.
We rarely have a Star Wars person go, oh, fuck that, Star Wars. You know? Rare,
yeah.
But it happens.
I would say fuck the Beatles.
It's
Let's
rare.
Keep Star Wars.
But I wasn't sure because you used to be an Elvis fan.
I used to be an Elvis fan, yeah.
So.
Big time.
All right. Well, we got that cleared up.
Fucking traitor.
Let's hear some music.
So this one's for you, Nick. This is a Led Zeppelin tune. It's called What Is and Should Never Be.
Nice.
And if I say to you tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. It's to a castle I would take you, where what is they say should be. Catch a wind, sea spin, sail away, leave the day well high in the sky. The wind won't blow, reach and go, only goes to show that you will be mine by taking our time. Oh,
to me tomorrow. Oh, what fun it all would be. And what's to stop us, pretty baby? Well, what is and what should never be.
To that, but I'm really glad we did it because that was way better than I thought it
was.
Well,
we almost went into the medley, but we just decided not to.
So beautiful.
That was very cool, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
So do you have any shows lined up in the future here?
No. A wedding?
We will. Actually, we do have a wedding coming up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Facebook page? Is that still
not
happening?
Yet. We're still waiting on some pictures we
do
took
have a
back
MySpace
in March.
Page?
Used to have a MySpace.
Actually, yeah. There still is a Defabulator's MySpace
yeah,
page.
There is. Actually.
Are you on Tinder?
Yes,
we're on Grindr.
Johnny is.
Please,
you're on
click
Grindr.
Like.
Jesse's on Grindr. Rick, look out, look for him. Is that why your phone's been buzzing all night?
Mm. It hurts when I do this.
Ah, that came out my penis.
Man, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Number three.
Damn, son.
What is number three?
The white pea.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Baby batter.
Oh, good my God.
And I hope they're listening. I hope Eddie Vedder is just laughing his ass off.
DNA. Oh, in yeah. its most pure form.
We call it smegma in the scientific world. Smegma.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
We call it spunk.
Yeah.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Spook.
Do you know how many dicks you'd have to suck to get a gallon of cum in your belly?
How many, Rick? How many?
Let's ask Rod Stewart.
Oh! I was going to say David Bowie, but you know.
Allegedly.
Too late.
Those guys are homosexuals. Allegedly.
Makes you sing like Rod Stewart.
Hey, do you guys want to hear
Rod Stewart?
Do you guys want to hear a new one?
Yeah.
All right.
Keep it rocking.
Is this a group writing effort or did like a...
Yes. Nice. And this song's called Cold Black Rain.
It's been a coming for a long time.
Hey.
Damn.
Welcome to Guitar Center.
Cooking.
Whoops.
Yeah, that last little part was completely gratuitous, Johnny. Go jack off on your own time, not on my show. No noodling. Rick, cut that channel.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah, see? No noodling allowed. It's not on the show.
And it's saved dog.
What?
Stairway denied?
Yeah, denied. Denied and denialed.
What's the matter? Is it too hot?
Too hot in here for you, son?
Can't take the heat. Get out of the fucking recording studio.
Damn right.
Word of mouth.
Speaking of that, what time is it?
Well, is that about time? I think, is that the light of the tunnel?
What's going on this weekend?
We have one more, but if you guys
want
to...
We want another song.
We'll do our wrap-up and then one more song.
We'll see what's up with the weekend. What's everybody doing this weekend? Anybody?
You got anything cool happening in
your life? Wes got to go to the DMV and also do Accuplacer because he's going back to college.
Next weekend.
Back we're looking to the future. What's
back
going on
to
in the
school?
Future?
No. Yeah, that's
Is there
that's
any shows
weekend.
This Saturday? Let me think.
Any cool charities you're going to go check out?
I think this weekend we're probably going to go and rep the scene, see what else is going on.
Nice. Cool.
We gotta support
some
bit.
Of our friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Well, if you guys are out August 8th, Nowhere Nevada is having a fundraiser show.
Yes. Speaking of Nowhere,
Rigorous Proof from the Midorians back when they were doing that are on the.
Yeah.
These guys in the room.
Should more we play than, two more yeah. songs
and you're
for
more
them?
Than welcome.
Oh, yeah,
to,
yeah, sure. Absolutely.
If you can buy your own tickets, they are showing Nowhere Nevada in San Francisco very soon.
That's right.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Ramirez, can you tell the ladies and gentlemen where they can find out more information about that film
Nowhere
festival?
NowhereNevada.com. Check it all out. We're going to the SF Global Movie Film Festival, which happens the August 15th through the 17th. We're on the 16th at 11:30 a.m. in Town 3 Cinemas in San Jose.
Awesome.
So
and nowhere else.
That. We already won an award in Ohio, Hudson, Ohio. We got runner-up for best crime drama in that festival.
Why, did I ever leave Ohio?
We've applied for Berlin, so cross your fingers on that. Would love to fly to
Europe
and show design. A movie.
Be on a red carpet cool. in Berlin, dude.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Cool shit. So, help us.
The roten carpet in Berlin.
We got tons of bands. The Shames are playing. We got the Beneficiaries, which Stacey Toll from Portland's coming in.
Wow. Nice.
We got Stabby Unicorn.
Yes.
We got
Whoa, crazy.
The Vague Choir. We got the reunion of the Walk of Shame.
Yeah.
Doing the hit songs from Nowhere Nevada.
Hey, sexy.
We got Matt from Del Mar going to sing that Reno tune. I'm going to be there. I got a couple songs in there naturally. So,
nice.
But yeah, and it's all we're raising the money so that to get our company over to Europe and to these other festivals
Fuck
that we're
yes.
going to
awesome.
Inevitably get into. So,
hey, congratulations, man.
Big,
good job.
Big
yeah.
Ups,
yeah.
Fuck yes.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody
yeah,
in this whole studio.
Us.
Fucking amazing movie.
Is benefiting from this, so it's awesome.
Rick, you're an amazing movie.
August 8th.
Yes, but it's shot on Super 8. It's shot on
Super
8. It has very bad lighting.
but great grainy quality, though.
Great. And I think we'll probably have Brian and maybe someone else from the movie on next
I
week.
I believe that is next week, yes. Yes, yeah. That's what I got
Oh, so we'll be talking about that more.
Yeah.
And playing tracks from the soundtrack, I believe.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Nice.
I can't wait. Oh, with the actual soundtrack that has stuff in between.
It's so rad.
It's got lines from nowhere and stuff.
You remember when you were listening to the Pulp Fiction soundtrack and it was great music and then clips from the movies in the middle, it's just like that. It's so awesome.
And then the millennium happened and everyone's all Pulp Fiction. So 90s.
And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Don't, it'll be cool again in 10 years, don't worry.
Correctamundo.
All right, well.
Nobody remembers that. Oh, yeah. Apparently we have two more for you now.
Okay,
excellent.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Two
Let's
songs?
Do a double shot to close us out.
So we're going to start off with a rocker.
Well before, I was just going to do my little outro thing and then just throw it to the songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do what you got to
do. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Dogwater Deck, Nate the Intern, or Nate the PA, and JB the Intern. I am the Rick. There are too many fucking people. For the worst little podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short. And I love you.
Yeah. Hey.
Two, three, four. I don't want to be your boyfriend. I just want to be your man. I don't want to be your boyfriend. I just want to be your man.
Fuck.
Thanks, you guys.
Nice twist on an old favorite.
Yeah. Featured in the Nowhere Nevada soundtrack.
Fuck yeah, fucking baby. Awesome. Recorded here at Dogwater Studios.
Right, like, run like five times.
That was the third time.
Good. Now this is the fifth time.
Just wait till this week, Rick.
Yeah, we're going to redo it.
I love it.
No, I think we all right. We got one more for you.
We got to do a folk version. Well, okay, go on.
A what the folk version?
A what the folk version.
This is going to be our last one. This is a brand new one.
And thanks, guys, for having us. I'm sure Rigorous Proof had a good time last time they did, and we, the Defabulators, had a great time too. Thank you very much.
Wonderful time. Yeah. Great
Rory
time.
And Rick and
great
Nick.
Time.
And
great time.
Defabulous.
This one's a little bit slower. This one's a little bit slower.
This one's for the ladies.
It's called You Were Mine. All right, ready, boys?
Yes.
You were mine not so very long ago. Had to leave me, baby, and why, I'll never know. I guess that love had me believing that you would never leave my side. I was lost from the beginning. We were more than friends. Sweet little hand put my broken heart on the mend. I guess that love had me believing that you would always be by my side. Oh, I climbed up to the temple and I crossed the sea. Far away from thee. Well, it's hard to forgive you. I couldn't tell you why. How can I go on living when all I want to do is lay down and die? Oh, God. Oh. Oh. No, no, no. Like you're right next to me. Ain't nobody else here, babe. It's just between you and me. I guess that love had me believing that you would never leave my side. Come on, boys. My side.
That's what she calls me.
Is this the cocksucker residence?
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Backwater Studios.
God damn you, stop calling here! Motherfucker! Cocksucker!
No!
You know, somebody ought to kill her.
I know.